This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Whether it's David Stearns, the boy genius, whether it's Carlos Mendoza, whether it's Ryan Helsley, whether it's Steve Cohen. I'm going to put on Steve Cohen too. It's everybody. This entire franchise right now is completely upside down. It's completely upside down from where they were in October of last year, winning a game in Atlanta to go to the playoffs. The team that celebrated the entire playoff run, getting to the NLCS, this is what we want our fans to expect. This is what we want our fans to feel. We don't want any more of this negative BS. Well, guess what, my friends? That's what you're going to get, because this team sucks ass. Complete and utter disgusting what they're doing on the field right now. And it's everybody. It doesn't make a difference if it's Juan Soto, if it's Brandon Nimmo, if it's Jeff McNeil, Cedric Mullins. You name the player, they're terrible. Sean Manaea, terrible. Kodai Senga, terrible. David Peterson, terrible. The entire franchise is terrible right now. And there's no sugarcoating it. This is not, oh, well, you know, it's a little scuffle. It's okay, we're going to get through it. 14 out of 16 games you've lost. That's miserable. And it's not just losses. It's not just, oh, you know what? We just got outbeat today. You know, tip the cap to them. You're getting embarrassed every freaking game. Every freaking game. It's a new way to be utterly embarrassed and just beat up. And the fan base doesn't want to see it anymore. So if you guys over there in Queens, hear this. Please, I beg of you, wake the hell up. Wake up. It's time to start fighting. You knew this game was over in the third pitch of the game. This game was over when it was 1-0 in the first inning. You knew this game was over when you realized Sean Manaea is not who he was last year. You knew this game was over as soon as Ryan Helsley walked out with the lead. Every minute you knew this game is going to end bad. It's going to end bad. It's the same old Mets. It's the Wilpon Mets. That's where we're at right now. It's the worst team money can buy, part two. Guess what? I didn't ask for the sequel. I don't want it. I don't want to deal with this, but this is what we have to deal with. Because boy wonder, David Stearns, who I had complete and utter trust in. I love this guy. This guy seemed like he could do no wrong last year, but he had some balls last year. Last year, in 2 weeks into a season, you're seeing Joey Wendell get cut. Zach Short, you cut. If there was somebody that, Michael Tonkin, I'll cut you, we'll come back. I saw this guy cut everybody who was dead weight. How much dead weight is on this team? The problem is, this time around, they all signed the dead weight for a lot of freaking money. Frankie Montas should never have been on this team. I don't care what metric, what analytic, what pitching lab, what pitching coach you have. Frankie Montas should not be in New York, in Queens. He can go on any other team, any other dumpster fire. Not this one. Why is he in a game? Why is he coming into a game that you're trying to win, right? It's not even like, oh, this game's out of hand. It's, you know, we're down by 10 runs. You know, put Frankie Montas in. Let's see what happens. This is outrageous. And you know Frankie Montas comes in. And guess what? Frankie Montas, of course he gives up 2 runs. Of course. And the funny thing is, that's the guy you should DFA. Instead, they DFA Paul Blackburn, who went and pitched 5 innings the other day. I'm not sitting here saying Paul Blackburn's somebody that needs to be on this team, who needs to be on the New York Mets, but I'm telling you this much. Paul Blackburn in 5 innings gave up 2 runs. Frankie Montas does that in a pin within 2 batters. He gives up 2 runs. Frankie Montas is a waste, and we got to deal with this next year too? Get out of here. This is complete and utter nonsense for a team that's trying to build history, and they're talking about building up about this fan base and selling out the building. With the crap you've given the fans, this, my friends, is on ownership. It's on the GM. It's on the manager. It's on the players. You should be ashamed of yourselves. It's gross. And we can go up and down the entire game. Ooh, listen, I love Francisco Lindor. He's on fire right now. He's on the heater. It doesn't make a difference. He can't win the game by himself because Juan Soto is swinging out of his feet in the 8th inning, in the 9th inning, every game. He is swinging out of his shoes, his socks, his shoes, his freaking batting gloves. He's basically walking around naked. Because that's what he's doing. He's swinging out of his clothes because he's looking for, I don't even know what he's trying to do at the plate. I can't tell if he's looking for a walk or he's looking to put one in the seats. His late inning approach is garbage. And let's be honest, I'm tired of people picking on Juan Soto because they don't think he likes being in Queens. He's not happy with the team. He loves his money. Let's be serious. He loves his money, okay? And in 4 years when he's going to opt out, he's going to want the Mets to opt back in and say, we're going to give you more money on top of this because we think you're that good. I don't think he wants to hit the free agency market again and be like, you know, I underperformed for the Mets. Does anybody else want to pay me more? No chance. He wants to get top dollar. So stop with this. He doesn't look like he's motivated. I don't care if he looks like he's motivated. I care that he performs well. I don't care if Juan Soto goes out and gets sushi after the game with Lindor and McNeil and Torrens. I don't care about that stuff. I need to see production on the field. That's all I care about. If you're a Mets fan, that's all you should be caring about is winning. And right now, they've won 2 games out of the last 16. That ain't good enough. I don't know how the hell they're still in a playoff race right now. This is how bad they are. This is how bad they are. 888-808-1019. Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan. You can always hit me up at Hoff, WFAN. This is a disgrace. That's what it comes down to. Every day, it's something else different. Whether it's the third base coach holding up Tyrone Taylor, whether it's the third base coach sending Pete Alonso, who he doesn't realize is slow, whether it's the third base coach sending Starling Marte, whether it's Carlos Mendoza not realizing that Starling Marte is not very fast anymore. and you have Tyrone Taylor on the bench. Like, you go through the past week and a half of games that they've lost, every single one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Could pinpoint on half the team. It's atrocious. If this wasn't Steve Cohen, who has a ton of money and is trying to invest in this team, I would come out here today and say, sell the team, because this is outrageous. You can't have this anymore. This feels like when the Mets traded for Javi Baez years ago, and we gave up Pete Crow Armstrong. We all know how terrible of a trade that was. And the team sunk real fast. This is how it feels again. And the one thing I said was, you can't get the Mets fans hyped up to play crap baseball. We don't accept it anymore. This is not what we signed up for. Don't hype us up just to pour cold water on us. And unfortunately, the fans can't do anything besides show up. And they are doing that. Where is the accountability? Where is the fight? Where is this team that last year found their way into the NLCS? I'm not going to sit here and say that there's no talent on this team. I think that's ridiculous. We clearly know that there's talented players in this team. Whether it's Pete Alonso, who is second in the league in RBIs this season. He's having a great year for Pete Alonso, especially having a great year. We know Francisco Lindor has scuffled a little bit, but now he's on fire. Juan Soto, say what you want. His numbers aren't perfect, but he's still putting up numbers. They're scoring runs. They're doing things they need to do. Maybe they're not an opportune at the perfect timing, but it's also because when they decide to show up, somebody else decides to bow out. Whether it's the bullpen, whether it's the starting pitching, whether it's the manager just not thinking. I mean, every single day, it's somebody else that's going to raise their hand and say, you know what? Today's the day that I'm going to screw up for everybody. I'm going to blow it. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to fall on the sword. I'm going to take the loss for you guys. Don't worry about it. You took yesterday's loss. I'm going to take today's loss. How about let's go the other way? Can we please turn this around? And I got to be honest with you. At the end of this game, last night, they had 4 outs to go. And I'm like, this is the season right here. If they find a way to come back, maybe they have life. Maybe they have a way to get back. I mean, they're in a playoff right now. And I'm saying maybe they have a chance to make the playoffs. They have 40 games to go and they're in the playoffs right now. I don't think they could do it. This is the slowest car crash I've ever seen in my life. And we all know the end result. We all know it's a fatality. We all know what's going to happen at the end of the season, and nobody can stop it. There's no Back to the Future. There's no Final Destination. There's no, you name it, there's no nothing that's going to save the day. Nothing's going to come in and save the day. Superman, Spider-Man, Wonder Woman, Wolverine, you name it. No one's coming to save the day. It's a car crash. And we just have to watch it. And hope that next year is going to be better. Why? I don't even want to get into next year. The concerns for next year are through the roof already in my freaking head. Why am I thinking about next year? There's 40 games left. But they've given us, the Mets have given us absolutely nothing to grasp onto to say this team has some fight. Start to finish, and we'll go through the entire 3 hours dissecting what went wrong with this freaking team, because it feels like a funeral after this game. We all know it's coming. I'm going to start ahead. I'm starting now. I'm starting today. What's August 16th? I'm starting today. Is it 17th, 16th, whatever day it is? I'm starting today. I'm starting the funeral now. Get there early, you know? It's better that everyone hears it early sometimes, because otherwise they never hear it. So I'm going to start it early. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the phone calls. It's Pete Hoffman with you on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Get in the phones. Hit me up at Hoff, WFAN, on any social media platform. Of course, Odyssey app. If you miss anything at all, just go download the Odyssey app, and you can go find it, hit the rewind button, or just download other podcasts if you don't want to hear me yap right now about the Mets and just bury them. Because that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. It doesn't make a difference who it is. You name a name, I'm going to bury them. There's not one person on this team that escapes. I don't care who it is. And Nolan McLean, I can't wait to see the kid pitch. Way too late. Way too late. So what, now we get to see this kid fail on a big stage and we're going to blame this kid now? That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. Bring up Brandon Sprout. He's going to fail. It's a joke. This season is a joke. And it started before spring training. It started with David Stearns going out there and being too cute about his strategy. Being too cute about who he was going to bring into this team and how he's going to add up. Listen, I know Juan Soto's a pricey player. I get it. I don't care. It doesn't make a difference to me. I'm sorry. It's not my money. It's Steve Cohen's money. But I'm sorry. Juan Soto's a great player. You want a great player, you have to cough up a lot of money. They did it. Okay, fine. But that doesn't mean that's the end of it. It doesn't mean, okay, now we play budget ball the rest of the way. That's crap. We're in New York, dude. Okay? We're in New York. You're a billionaire. Okay? You can't sit there and be like, all right, well, what do we do now? Oh, let's get Frankie Montas in. We may be able to reconstruct him. I can't believe that this pitching staff went down the drain when Griffin Canning got hurt. Think about that. Griffin freaking Canning. Somebody who had a 6-star ERA last year. That's the guy that kind of screwed the Mets. Because he got hurt, the rotation went downhill. I mean, can we believe that? Is that what we're talking about here? Is that Griffin Canning was the reason this team went downhill? It's unbelievable. 888-808-1019. All right, Chris in Farmingdale. What's going on, Chris?
Oh, I got you just in time. I was about to do a DoorDash order at McDonald's.
What are you getting?
I'm the driver.
Oh.
Well, and I'm probably gonna DoorDash and listen to the game tomorrow. This team ain't worth me losing money, especially on a Saturday.
Yeah,
I'll come back and watch the Giants play.
Hey, yeah, no, it'll be good. Jets Giants MetLife. I can't wait to see it. It's a much better distraction than how the Mets are gonna lose tomorrow. I just can't right now.
There's a couple red flags here, and I think you agree with me. Mendoza is having a really bad sophomore year of managing.
It's rough.
He's been making some bad, you know. Why do you go into Hensley? The guy already showed he's, give him a day off, give him a mental day. He already showed that, he's not fit for New York right now. And in a tight game, you don't go to him in the seventh. Brooks really hasn't pitched in forever. Now, granted, he gave up some runs, but he came in a sticky situation, and that was too much pressure for him. It's a, you know how these pitchers are.
Chris,
different
but here's the thing, and I got to cut you off real quick. Well, I'll let you go, but hold on a second. You have a starting pitcher in Sean Manaea who goes five innings, and they pat him on the back and go, hey, good job today. You got four innings to go. This game is not even close to being over, and we're patting Sean Manaea on the back saying, hey, great job, kid. You really kept us in this one. They're lucky he only gave up four runs.
Yeah.
And then you gotta go to the bullpen, and you have nobody that's fresh. You have there's no fresh arms. Every day Tyler Rogers is gonna get hurt in 2 weeks because they use him every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the second mistake was going to Montas. Well, I get going to Montas in the I think the eighth inning because you're running out of pitches at that point. But it was a stupid decision because Alvarez comes back, it's a 3-run homer. Now we know like, oh well, they probably won't come back. You know, they tease us, but still, it's like, why would you put Montas? Lucky nothing happened. He didn't give any runs, and it didn't matter any because the Mets didn't score in the ninth. But why would he go back to Montas in the ninth inning? It's like, this guy just gave you two runs. Why would
he's
you
giving
back?
Up, he dude. He's,
I don't sound.
He's giving up, Chris. And thank you so much for the phone call. Carlos Mendoza has just shown you he's lost every single card in the book. He's got no ace in the pocket. He's got no ace in the hole. He's got nothing. Every time he goes, makes a move, it backfires. There's no more move to go to. There's no specialty up his sleeve. There's nothing he could do. And again, like, if in that situation you're trying to keep the game close, you're down. You're down 11-9. What are you going to do? Use Edwin Diaz again and not have him be efficient? And they're going to lose the game again, and then tomorrow you can't use him? It's like every move he could think of, it won't work. Why? Because this team isn't built properly. There are good pieces on the team. But the biggest hole right now, the biggest deficiency, is this entire pitching staff. From starter to reliever, it is not built properly. You can't get, it's impossible. You can't get starting pitching to go four or five innings every single game and expect to be competitive the last 4 to 5 innings of a game every single day with the relief, with the bullpen. It's not possible. It's not possible. You don't have enough arms. They go in there once, twice, maybe three times a week and, you know, try to get out of an easy inning in the seventh, eighth, or ninth inning. These closers, these relief pitchers, they're all, you know, head cases in a nice way. It's just what it is. Every year, relief pitchers are up or down. You don't know what you're going to get. Ryan Helsley was not that great this year coming over from St. Louis. His whip was 1.39. You know what that means to me? That he was getting a lot of people on base. People were finding a way on base. And eventually, it was going to catch up to him. Well, guess what? It's catching up to him in Queens. 888-808-1019. We'll get back to your phone calls. We'll get back to whatever you want to talk about right now. But it's the Mets hell. That's what's going on. And it's not over. We will dissect this entire team right now of what they did wrong, what they're doing wrong, and what they could do to get better. There's really nothing. They failed. The trade deadline was the last opportunity to build this team, and they failed again. 888-808-1019. Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan. Hit me up at Hoff WFAN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.